This is Bird Note. When Florida became a state in 1845, the legislature declared the Everglades, America's largest wetland, totally worthless. But today, we know how important wetlands are. They soak up stormwater. They remove toxic chemicals that contaminate drinking water. And they're home to a bird called the snail kite, which in the United States is found only in South Florida. Over the years, the slowly flowing river of grass has been replaced by a series of reservoirs with little water movement. The remaining Everglades are only half their original size. Before we altered them, they filled during the summer rainy season and gradually dried out during winter and spring. The aptly named snail kite feeds only on the apple snail. But the snails don't flourish in places that are permanently underwater. They do best with seasonal wet and dry periods and flowing water. So the snail kite is endangered in the Everglades because most remaining habitat is too wet and stagnant. The kite, like the snail, depends on variable flows and wet and dry seasons. It's a classic boom and bust species, one that thrives when wetlands are allowed to function in a natural way. Today's show brought to you by the Lufkin Family Foundation. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.